Hey, everybody.
Hello, Internet.
Hi, Brian.
Hey, Phil. How are you?
Fine.
Sure is lonely in here, in this studio.
Yeah, it's fucking wet basement for me.
Maybe we should open the window.
Maybe, do I have a window in here? No.
No, you probably don't.
It's a cave.
Yeah. I'm in a lovely one-bedroom apartment in Vancouver.
Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, USA, Earth? Wait, scratch the USA. Sorry, I'm just so used to it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, probably in, let's say, within the year, we'll have been annexed.
Oh, yeah. Good.
Yeah, you know.
Well, because USA is a very fine country. It's among the top three, I'd say, on the Earth.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, what's your top three? What's your top three all time? All time. So this can count from any country. You can go all the way. If you want to even count Pangea as a country, you probably could.
Okay.
I'm not going to dispute you on that.
Runner up, okay. Pangea.
All right.
Number three?
Yeah.
That would have to be the USA.
Really? That's your third, huh?
Well, not really, but...
Okay, all right.
It's actually much lower, but number two?
Yeah.
It's going to be Canada.
Canada. Yeah. That's my number two as well.
But the number one nation on Earth, is it a nation or is it just a country?
Sure.
No, that's a country. It's a nation, right?
Of course it is.
You got a flag.
You've blown it. Unless you're talking about Antarctica right now.
Yeah.
People know already what you're saying.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Number one, motherfucking Antarctica.
Yeah, bitches.
And we got two, not one, but two Antarcticans.
Yeah.
In the studio, such as it is.
Yeah.
Let's see, who should we introduce first?
Let's introduce him in order of awesomeness.
We could go west to east.
Yeah, okay, we'll do that. West is best, is what I always say.
Shit.
So which one is that? You don't even know. Hey, wait. You're not allowed to laugh yet.
Unless he's the westernmost dude.
Oh, shit, maybe he is. Okay,
he's not. Sorry.
Shit.
Maybe the westernmost guy should say who he is right now.
Hey, everybody.
My name's Brian.
Yeah, where's the starting point of this west to east business?
Do it again. I meant in the continent of Antarctica, Australia. Do it again.
So that would be me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, everyone. My name is Edward J. Grug III.
But not really.
Well, no, not really. But as far as they know,
you don't give up the real name action right away.
Oh no, I'm not so secretive. My real name's Robert.
Yeah, that's cool. But you know, we'll call you whatever you want, whatever you're most comfortable with.
Most people call me Grug.
Okay, that's done. We'll do it.
It's your most famousest name, I would think.
Yeah,
I think so.
So what are you doing?
What am I doing? Not a lot. I'm about to go see the Mountain Goats play, actually.
The band, the Mountain Goats?
Yes, the band, the Mountain Goats.
Are they from the United States of America?
I believe so, yes.
And they're in your country?
They are.
That's totally crazy. I can't believe it.
Do they localize their lyrics at all?
Yes, they do.
They're not actual goats.
No, they're totally not goats.
That's pretty cool. So when's
that? I hope you didn't read the poster wrong, and I hope you're not going to a Goatsy concert.
Oh, I hope not too. Yeah. When is it? It's a couple of hours away. I'm going to go into Fremantle and have dinner, and then go see them play.
Awesome. What? No,
Fremantle, by the way, for those who don't know, is a kind of berserker rage that people sometimes go into.
He's going to descend into Fremantle.
Yeah, man.
That's exactly right.
I'm gonna go Fremantle, you bitches!
Now, you led yourself into a question that I know we were gonna ask you anyways. So what are you gonna eat, dude?
You know, I have no idea.
I haven't eaten.
Make something up.
I haven't eaten in Fremantle in years, and we're just gonna go in and wander around till we find somewhere we want to go.
That was awesome.
My money in Vietnamese are popular.
Holy crap. It's a remix.
Yeah.
Have we gone all out of sync?
I just burped and it was
fine. I'm sure it's a regional dialect thing with the robot sounds and the hiss.
Some sort of weird...
We all talk like that.
There was some sort of food that he was pronouncing. We just don't understand it.
Well, let's introduce the next dude. There we go.
Okay, my name is Brian, and I'm from Vancouver. And I'm... Oh.
Did we skip somebody?
Yeah, we did. You.
Oh, yeah. Hi.
Hey.
I play the drums.
Yeah.
And my name's Nick. No, Ive. Are you there, Ive?
He's gone.
Did we lose him? He's there?
He went home.
All right, Ive. Yeah.
Yeah?
Nonstop Ive.
Yeah, but I prefer Robert.
Okay, we'll call you Robert.
That's fine. I have the one question for you, and you know what it is. We've gotten lots of emails about theorized pronunciations of your last name. We've gotten schooled by a number of people that think they know how it goes,
but they don't know.
Yeah. So let's hear it straight from the horse's mouth.
It's Sarachuk.
See,
Sarachuk.
Yeah. I was way closer than you were, Phil.
Oh yeah, I don't even. Yeah.
He still don't know.
No, I'm scared to try it. Wait, what was it?
Did you just say rape?
I said wait.
Oh.
Like White Lines song.
Rape 1 minute.
So, Ive, what kind of last name is that? Australian?
What kind of last name is that?
Ukrainian, Yugoslavian.
Oh. I'm fascinated.
I'm not sure which.
And what kind of name is Redman? Is that Washingtonian?
Yeah. No, I don't know. I think it's made up.
Oh wait, that's Redmond. Do you remember the first time I ever wrote your name? I spelled it wrong, and you got mad at me.
Did I get mad?
Yeah, I posted a link on your website, and you were like, "Oh, dude, thanks a lot for linking to my site, but you fucking spelled my name wrong, you asshole!"
Oh,
and then
yeah,
you stabbed me in the eyeball.
Well, I do got a short temper, but yeah. You know, the first time I ever linked to Jamie, actually, I not only did I spell his name wrong, I totally got his name wrong. It was like Jamie Delay or something like that.
Mispronounced it to Gailey.
I don't know how I managed to get that link to his site, because I didn't even know what his name was.
I sent him some money with the wrong name on it, too.
The money said United States of Africa.
Yeah.
What kind of money did you send him?
It was a money order,
but
his name wrong.
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah, fuck him.
Yeah. He's not on the show.
Fuck that guy. I saw him this weekend.
Was he on that award-winning ape cast?
Yeah, he... No, well, his snoring appears on it. But I think he was either asleep or not really there for most of it. He didn't stay as long as everybody else. He and Katie came. They were there when we showed up, but they left a day early, sort of. And he was. They were kind of sleeping a lot, it seemed, or drunk, or passed out, or what have you. Shit. What was I going to say? Basically, all he did the whole time was tell people that they were fat. He's like, "Brian, look like you put on some weight since I last saw you." I'm like, "Yeah, well, that's probably true, you know, just getting out of winter and whatever and all this kind of stuff." I'm like, "I'm not like, whatever, I'll admit that I put on the freshman 15. No, I haven't. But yeah, like, whatever, like, it's the kind of thing that happens." And then he's like, "Oh, Tom, you're looking a little fat too." And, you know, like, I don't know, this is kind of weird. It's kind of weird. I know he was probably drunk, but this is kind of not really the kind of thing that dudes say to each other. Like, "Oh, you're looking a little chubby."
Oh, I don't know. I think it's good.
You think it is?
Sure. Greg, you're in the Iron Man fat losing thing, right?
The biggest webcomic loser, yes.
Yeah.
Isn't there a website for that?
Yes, I believe it's thebiggestwebcomicloser.com.
Is there a "the" in front of it?
Maybe not.
I don't think there is. I think I tried one time and I put the. The.
Okay, then there's no "the."
Oh, yeah.
Well, someone could probably look it up in one of their favorite search engines.
Can't you just go to unicef.com and don't they link to it?
I don't know that they do, actually.
They don't know a thing about it.
Yeah, I don't think it's sanctioned or anything. Ive, are you doing it as well? Or are you just fit as a fiddle?
No, I'm not. I like my tummy.
Right on.
You don't have to be overweight to be in the challenge.
That's true. But you don't even have to draw comics.
yeah.
Or you know, be involved in any way.
To exit the thing, you don't even have to have lost all the weight, apparently.
That's true.
I like the way they work that.
It's kind of like, kind of come and go as you please, I guess.
Now, I lied to everyone a long, long time ago. Back in the 90s when me and Brian started doing this, I said that it was the grunge.
It was the grunge era.
And that was perhaps stretching the truth.
Slightly. A little.
Stretching it into the opposite direction.
Now, you guys, I don't know if you guys have seen my stuff. I haven't. I think we're all mutually exclusive. I don't think any of us has read anyone's comic at all, right?
No.
Oh, I've read yours comics.
No.
We'll just agree that no, we haven't seen anything. But I've fallen out of the wagon quite a few times.
And see, are you doing that on purpose? Are you saying I've on purpose to like get him all like, oh, what are you saying? Oh no, he's talking to himself again.
No, but I've damn
an asshole.
Okay, me has.
Oh.
Me has made a bad comic now and again in the challenge arena, but you guys seem like you got a real consistent kind of your shit's happening, and when your shit happens, it happens.
I've posted a few pretty dodgy ones, but I try not to.
Did you just say that I've did or that you did?
and then who's on second?
That's the name of the guy over there. Hey, you guys got baseball?
I'm telling you, call me Robert, dude.
Oh yeah.
It'll make things a lot easier.
Robert. do you guys have baseball there?
Yeah.
They call it something else though.
Really?
They call it soccer. Oh, yeah.
Well, what do you call football then? Oh,
rugby.
Yeah. What's the biggest? Who would you say is the biggest thing in Australia right now? What is the buzzword?
Who or what?
Yeah, anything, whatever. What's everybody talking about in Australia today?
Isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah, I think so.
What is? I totally missed it. Oh, really?
Ive Robert?
He's the biggest thing. I heard he has the biggest thing.
Yeah.
What's going down? What's
on the
worst? What's the hubbub?
Yeah.
What's all the scuttlebutt?
To be honest, I live in a bubble. I don't watch the television or
people living in bubbles. That's fucking great.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. I have no idea what's big in Australia at the moment. Ive, do you know?
The biggest thing in Australia at the moment is Monster and Robot Industries.
Oh, yeah. We weren't asking for a vlog.
No, that was a perfect handoff, though, apparently.
It really was. I think it blew up in our faces. Me and Phil were talking that when we had guests on, I almost said ghosts. When we had guests on, we should have ghost guests, that we wouldn't have them plug what they're working on, because like I don't know, it's the kind of struggle, like, you know, we're not really trying to do like a real show here, we're not trying to like fit into the format of a talk show where you have to do that, so we mainly wanted to have interesting people on that we could hang out with and chat and, you know, that kind of stuff, and then maybe if time permitting at the end we can say, oh, so and so's website is this, go look if you feel like it, but we weren't really going to make it based around projects and stuff, but I think all that's out the window right now, so go ahead.
Yeah, I am kind of curious what the whole thing's about, so if you want to get...
I really did think that was what you were wanted to...
Oh, no, I'm serious, because I have no idea what... Yeah. All right. It's a hell of a...
Don't worry, I'm bad cop today, so, you know.
Today. so why don't you spill the beans? What do you got, bean-wise? What is it? That's because you were saying, you were like, hey, everybody, there's a secret thing that's going to happen, and it's going to blow your fucking minds. And then it happened, and I said, what is the thing, though?
We opened an art collective store.
Who's we?
Kind of
who's
thing,
we?
I guess.
Who's we?
Myself, Ive, and Jessica, who's Tiny Monster on LiveJournal.
Live
and jello. And we're selling live jello. You heard of that? You've got that over there, right?
Yeah, we just got that here.
Oh man,
all the same shit. We got the same queen. It's all good. Commonwealth.
Yeah, I'm the odd man out here.
Yeah, long live the queen and God save
and
her.
And hooray for the Commonwealth. Yes.
And all that stuff that I don't know anything about.
Yeah, and so we're making sort of affordable art and, you know, comics and shirts and stuff to come. You know, cute things.
Cute and scary.
Well, if we can.
One of them had skeleton bones on it, and another one had some kind of a... some kind of a furry manatee
Sasquatch.
Belly tail thing.
A yeti.
Yeah.
What is... Okay, does Australia have, like, a Bigfoot? Do you have your
we
own?
We do.
What do you just call it Bigfoot?
Bunyip. No, we have the bunyip.
You're fucking making that up. You're making that up.
How'd they both make it up at the same time?
Did they?
Yeah.
Shit. No, I'm sorry. I actually do believe you. I was just... You know.
What is it?
And the other...
And is yowies as well?
Yeah. And drop bears.
Crop bears.
drop bears.
I need details. Just what do you?
What's the toughest? Okay, what's your toughest monster?
The one that you commonly tell a tourist when they come to Australia is that they should watch out for drop bears, which is kind of like a koala, only more vicious, and they drop out of trees onto your heads.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
But wait, are those real?
No, it's a load of shit.
Oh, okay.
Koala bears are not real, dude.
Well, they're not bears, are they?
Well, yeah, they're not bears.
No, they're not bears, that's right.
And they're not pandas. Bears. Pandas aren't bears either.
Pandas are.
No, they're not bears.
I'm pretty sure pandas are.
Nope,
I thought pandas were dogs. Okay, so is there a local industry, or I don't know how big local is. How many square feet is Australia? What is that in square footage?
Wait a minute, feet.
Dude, they're metric. They're metric like everyone cool.
So you don't have feet, totally. You live in a bubble. It's the future over there.
You don't have feet and you live in a bubble.
Well, it is the future of it.
You would have to live in a bubble if you had no feet.
Oh, yeah, it is. It's like, well, shit, it's Tamari already.
Yeah. That's right.
What am I going to have for breakfast? Should I get out of bed? No, what, shit.
Okay, no, let's go back. Let's go back and talk about their drawing and art business, just so people know. If they didn't already know. Everyone already totally does already know.
Oh, yeah, because all their shit's all bought. You don't have anything left to sell, do you?
You're done. The project's over, isn't it?
We've sold out of almost all of the first lot, but Ive's going to be putting some stuff up this week, I think.
That's true.
Well, it's a good thing art is a renewable resource.
Yeah. Not like... Oh, yeah, not like baby seals. I was going to ask you guys, what are you clubbing over there?
Koalas.
Full-grown koalas or baby koalas?
We have a problem with people.
Take your pick.
We have a problem with people kicking quokkas.
What's that?
A little marsupial that lives on an island off of our coast on the West Australia, and they're people go over there for like school leavers or, you know, spring break kind of thing, and they kick them.
Why?
I don't know. It's a bit of a sport. Quokka kicking.
That's what they have instead of baseball, Phil. See, if Canadians had baseball, we wouldn't be doing that to seals. But we don't have...
You're taking out the baseball frustrations on the seals?
Yeah. Ever since the Expos left, we're all like, oh, fuck. We have no Montreal team. We have to all cheer for the Blue Jays. No one cares anything about any of that.
No, I'm like,
I didn't understand any of that.
From?
The Toronto Blue Jays.
They're a baseball team, and the Montreal Expos used to be a baseball team.
And then
baseball
they
used to be a sport.
It used to be enjoyable before everyone was on steroids.
I think everybody should be on steroids.
Yeah, then it would be even.
Yeah.
Just force everybody else to take steroids.
It would be even, and it would be entertaining.
Yeah. Sure.
See people totally, fully, completely hulked out and just barely able to Taking their vocabularies.
The other thing maybe they could try doing is they could all get really fat. Like,
oh, yeah.
Kirby Bucket.
That would be entertaining.
Fat baseball.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Fat baseball, super skinny football. Oh, wait, that's... Wait. American man ball, whatever it is.
Yeah, yeah, okay. But, again, going back, all the way back to yesterday here, if someone wanted to buy some of your shit,
yeah,
where would they go?
Our lab journal is Monster and Robot. I'm not sure... How do you say a URL for live journal?
We can figure it out.
It's community.livejournal.com/monsterandrobot.
And correct. Probably if you went on live journal and just searched in that little search field, you could probably come up with it, huh?
I bet we should put the link in the thing.
Man, well, we'll see. We'll see. We'll decide if people need to see that or not.
We'll either put a link... In the post, or we'll put a Google search box in the post and tell people what to search for.
We'll take a screenshot of it, and you can. But yeah, you'll have to rename this file as a JPEG to see it.
So are you making a ton of money? Is it? I mean, are you guys quitting your day jobs? Do you guys even have day jobs? Do you have day? Is it day there?
It is day here. Yes.
Magic.
Yes, we have day jobs. Well, I do, and Jessica does.
Not me.
You don't?
No, I don't.
Sweet.
What? Why can't we draw more comics then, dude?
Good call.
Oh, shit.
you got me there.
Shit.
He's too busy kicking... Quarkers.
Quackers.
Quackers. Oh,
yeah. Quackers? Quackers?
How would an American say it?
Yeah.
You guys do Quaker. An American accent. Do it. Pretend you're Phil. Do it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Talk like me. This is going to be great.
Yeah, do it. Do it. Do it. Yeah.
Hey, no,
I guess it's not going to happen. What the hell was that?
What? I don't know. I think it was Grug saying that. It was me. No, do you all guys think Americans talk weird?
Apparently just that.
I guess you have a bit of an accent compared to us. We sound weird to you, right?
Well, you sound Australian. I mean, it's not like, oh, it's so bizarre, I don't understand the words that he's saying, and it's so, I mean, it's just...
No, like French people.
Just the way it sounds. I just think it's weird that it turns out that way. I just think it's so weird.
Okay, anytime I meet someone, like an Australian, they ask me where I'm from because they think that I sound Canadian. So there you go.
You don't, but that's
okay. I know I don't.
But maybe maybe he sounds like an Australian, like doing a Canadian accent or something.
Oh, maybe.
Do you pick up on it at all, Ive? Do you feel...
No, you sound normal.
Huh. Well, I was born in Canada, and Brian is from South America.
I didn't know.
You know what? You know what's funny about that is that there is a literally there is a shitload of Japanese people in like Brazil.
Oh yeah.
And through various online community type sites, I've been able to track down a lot of people with my surname who are part Japanese and part Brazil. And if I can blows my mind.
Let's have more.
I think they all speak. I think they all speak Portuguese.
Whoa.
Yeah, I know. It's gonna have the blow. It's crazy. But yeah, I should totally get in touch with these people and then like go to Brazil and visit them or something. Yeah. You guys want to go?
Yeah. Okay.
And then when we get back, we can sing a song about it.
Speaking of singing songs, Ive, you can set that to music or what? You've been doing this comic for like what, like 2 months? 8 months now? 75 months?
It's
been...
Feels like it. Aaron Brescia. Well, how do you pronounce that guy's name?
I don't know.
Aaron Brescia.
Yeah, it's Brescia.
Yeah, that's Brescia. Yeah.
He recorded one of the songs.
You could have a contest or something.
He said he'll be doing more.
How was that? Because I didn't listen to it because I don't like him.
I heard that guy isn't as good as us at singing songs and whatnot. Although he has done at least one more song than us in the past year.
Yeah, it's true. We suck.
Yeah. Okay, you guys, I got a question for Australia.
All right.
Okay.
Sorry.
What? Okay, there's two things. Of them.
It's a two-parter?
Well, I got a lot of questions.
A two-parter between two guys, so it's like actually four parts.
Yeah. Whoa.
Go for it.
I don't know. Okay, well, one thing I want to know is, who do you wish that people... Who do you wish... Who? What celebrity from Australia do you wish did not exist in people? Because maybe they give... See, for me, like, Celine Dion is from Canada, and whenever you see from Canada, oh, Celine Dion's from Canada, and fucking hate her. And you're like, ah, oh, fuck. Or Shania Twain or people like that, you know? And you're like, oh, I wish they didn't represent Canada because they suck. What Australian are you really bummed out at that represents your country?
Grug.
Yeah, thanks, Ive. How about Kylie Minogue?
No.
You guys know who she is?
Oh, yeah, yeah, sure. Yeah. She sang a Locomotion song.
Yeah, that's her. Can't stand her. Yeah. And
I think
Russell
he just said
Crow.
That word that he's not supposed to say. Did he just say that word?
No, he didn't say it.
No.
Oh, he said can't. He said can't. Okay.
False alarm. Clint Barton.
And Russell Crowe.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about him.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
Will Mel Gibson.
Yeah, how do you feel about Mel Gibson?
He's all right.
I have no problem with Mel Gibson. That's cool.
No?
Right on.
Yeah, I can dig it. Ive, same deal? Different deal?
Crocodile Hunter.
Nah, that guy is fake.
Yeah, exactly.
He's from New Jersey. There's no way that guy is. No fucking way.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, shit. Okay, I know nobody in Australia drinks Foster's because, like, you don't drink Foster's, right?
No.
Well, I don't drink.
What?
I don't. I'm sorry, I don't. Nope.
Then why are your comics so happy?
Oh, because I'm naturally happy. What?
Insane. Well, if you were to go drink right now, say you decided now's the time to
get
drink
a beer?
Yeah, would you drink Foster's? No, right?
Nah, I'm guessing no.
Okay. No. Do they have commercials for Foster's?
Nah.
No?
Not that I know of.
Do you know about the commercials here?
Yeah.
Or, they slam down the big can of Foster's and they say Foster's. Australian for beer.
It's Australian for beer.
Right.
But you guys just said beer. You didn't say it's Australian for Foster's, so it's not. They're lying.
They're fucking lying
it's
to
all,
me.
It's all a lie.
I'm going to start doubting other commercials now.
Yep.
Particularly Australian ones?
Yep.
I don't even know if it's Australian at all now. I bet Foster's is from fucking New Jersey, like the Crocodile Hunter guy.
Mm-hmm. He brought it with him.
Brian, did you have a two-part for that question? That
was
the one
kinda.
Thing.
Go for it. Yeah, I almost forgot, but here we go. Yeah, if there's one thing you would want people in North America to know about Australia that nobody really knows, that, okay, so maybe, for instance, a tourist comes, and what's the, maybe a question you get sick and tired of, like, answering or something, I don't know. But, like, what do you want people to know? What do you want people to know about you guys over there? Is there, like, some kind of stereotype you want to debunk? Or is there, like, some really interesting thing that nobody knows and they should totally know?
Quokkas and bunyips.
Yeah. Just basically that, huh? That's pretty good. That's all right.
No, I got nothing.
Really?
You
don't have, like, lower gravity or fucking anything like that?
No, sorry.
Thicker air, giant bugs, wear moon boots year-round. Are any of these true? I heard everyone wears rope belts. Is that true?
That's true.
A lot of pewter teeth. Is that a fact? How many miles separate you guys? How many
kilometers?
Yeah, I'm like the only fucking dude in the universe that uses miles.
Yep.
Ive, do you know?
I don't know. We're pretty much as far as you can get.
And can you see each other?
Country.
Hey, Bill.
Maybe from our roofs.
Phil, did you know that in the rest of the world he's called Kilometers Davis?
What?
Kilometers Davis. Oh, very Davis, good. The famous musician.
Yeah. I did know
he's
that.
Called, that's what he's called everywhere else.
Everywhere
Kilometers
else.
Mayhem. Remember? Miles Mayhem.
What from the Mosque. Hell is that?
Yeah.
Did you just what? Say from Mosque?
What?
Mosque, Miles Mayhem.
Mars?
He's saying from Mask, dude. Miles Mayhem, the bad dude song. From fucking Mask. Mask. It's
oh,
the.
Whoa.
Yeah,
right.
Man, I can't believe you brought that up, Grug, because I was totally working on, like, fucking.
That was me.
How are we going to get around to talking about cartoons?
Oh, shit.
Okay.
Well, you all sound alike to me.
All robot-y. Shit, yeah, man. I hadn't thought about Mask in, like, at least a year.
Keep talking about Mask.
Mask Crusaders working overtime, fighting crime. I did a cover of the theme song. It may still be on my website, but I don't know.
Well, maybe Spy vs. Spy should do it.
I think we should. We totally should, man. Maybe that's how we get back into doing songs, is start doing covers of people's comic book songs. Hey, do you remember when I did a cover of one of the songs from your comic?
I have a comic?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember that. No, you I do remember that.
Yeah, I did Magma 7 song.
Yeah, it was a long time ago.
It was a long time ago.
That was back when my comics were in color and drawn by human hands. And
on the internet.
Yeah, on the internet.
Yeah.
Available for public display. Stupid Daily Grind.
Where people knew where to find them.
Hey, which one of you guys are going to win the Daily Grind?
I am.
Yeah?
Yep.
It, that's it? You both agree?
Ive, you're not even going to argue?
I think Phil is.
Oh, no, I'm not. I'm not.
No, he means Phil McAndrew.
Yeah, oh, Phil okay. McAndrew's totally going to win it.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll swing it all back to him.
I don't.
Phil Looney's going to win.
I don't keep up.
Yeah. Jeff Manley.
Whatever happened to that guy?
He's still pumping them out, man. Jeff Manley does a comic all the friggin' time. And I swear to God, every... he changes a diaper every other panel, basically.
Sweet. Yeah. Just like real life. Yeah. His own diaper, right? Remember when, all that time ago, remember that time when Joey Manley said a thing about some guys, and then the enormous fat guy and the other enormous fat guy got all bent out of shape? And
no.
There was like a big blowout?
Please describe.
Like those fat guys, right? They, like, got mad at him for some shit. Well, anyway, it doesn't really matter. And there was, like, a big discussion on some message board or something. I don't know. And then Ed was telling this to Bougie. And Bougie's like, oh, fuck, I can't believe people even listen to what that Jeff Manley guy has to say. And he got Joey Manley and Jeff Manley confused. And he thought that Jeff Manley said a thing that a bunch of people listened to.
Yeah. See, when I heard about the Joey Manley thing, I was like...
Jeff Manley.
I was like, I got excited for a second. And then I was like, oh, I don't know who fucking Joey Manley is.
Yeah, if it ain't Jeff Manley, I don't give a shit. Or maybe Elizabeth Manley, Canada sweetheart.
Do you wish that, et cetera?
Totally.
You know.
What?
No, because we're all like, hey, Celine Dion, fucking Canada, hey. Yuck.
Oh, what?
Do you wish that Elizabeth Manley was in her stead?
In terms of being...
Who is Elizabeth Manley?
She was a figure skater from Canada. She, She competed in the 1988 Olympics in Calgary.
So there's probably no danger of her becoming famous.
Right.
So that would be the 1989 Olympics for you guys, I think.
Yeah.
And I said you guys, you knew I was talking to you because I was actually gesturing toward you with my marker on the screen. It was actually this picture of you and this picture of you.
That's how I knew.
Yeah, you got poked.
So do you guys have, like, is there a... Because here in the Etats-Unis, okay,
nice one.
There's the West Coast and the East Coast have a kind of a like we're more betterer than yous kind of thing happening.
Yeah, totally.
Is there the same deal there?
Yep.
Yeah.
You guys have like giant rap battles and stuff.
For us, it's us and Sydney rivalry, but Perth we don't even think about.
Oh, burn.
Oh. It's that's true. Really, it's just far away. It's I don't know what the equivalent would be.
The equivalent would be Minnesota.
What?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh yeah.
Don't nobody care about Minnesota.
How wide? How big? How much is the bush?
Oh, good lord. That's a rather personal question.
He said we couldn't say that.
No, you can say bush. No, but how,
we like just can't what, say Clint. We have a lot of can't say Clint Barton.
You cannot say Clint Barton.
Yeah.
But how wide, how much, like what percent of the whole land mass? Do you have percent?
Yes, we have percent.
What? What percent of the landmass are you actually using?
Quite a small percent, because there's a huge
desert.
I think
he just called you guys fat. He was calling you guys fat.
No, I wasn't.
How much space do you all take up?
No, the country's largely desert, so we live all around the outside of the country, mostly.
So
the wet bits, and then there's the inside not... Drive is the drive.
You jokers, you're still talking about vaginas.
Everything's topsy turvy there. Well, what are you going to do with it?
A desert?
You want it?
Yeah.
Test nuclear waste.
Yeah, because we have like a ton of shit we want to get rid of.
Yeah, totally. Bring it on over.
Is it alright? We'll put it right in the middle. We'll put it like we'll make a neat little pile. We won't just kind of scatter it everywhere. We'll do a nice, neat little pyramid.
They're not using it.
Refuse.
I can't see a problem with that. We're not using it.
I'll start digging a hole.
Okay. Do you guys ever venture out that way? Is it or is that you don't do that?
No.
Not me.
Does anybody?
I've.
Isn't that isn't that like asking if anyone goes to Minnesota ever for anything?
Kind of.
Like people drive. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say people drive across the desert to get from one side to the other. Sometimes, crazy people. The Nullarbor.
The what?
That's what it's called. The Nullarbor.
I don't even know what letters are in that.
The Nullarbor.
Yeah, close enough.
The Nullarbor.
So they ride the Nullarbor across the desert?
Yes, that's right.
To kick a quacker.
Yeah. We're just going to mumble all the words we learned today. If you guys can post... If you could post in the... in the comments of when this one goes up and just,
all the words that you said.
Yeah, all the words you said that we don't know, because then we'll start using them accurately.
The Nullarbor is where you get all the UFO sightings as well.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So there
really?
It is being used for something.
I didn't know that you guys had UFOs, too.
What does it stand for there?
United.
Fuck off.
United Friends.
How strong is the belief in the supernatural there? Because here we got everybody paranoid. Everybody thinks it's psychic, this and that, and then telepathy.
Oh, we're not crazy.
Telepathy?
Yeah, telepathy, man. It's like all the rage here. People think telepathy works. So is there...
they're all into, like, unbending and...
Yeah.
Like...
But is...
I don't know about that, but I read on the internet today that Ive doesn't like Vegemite. What's with that?
You read it on the internet tomorrow, you mean?
Yeah. It's not up yet here.
Doesn't like Vegemite?
I can't stand it.
What is it about Vegemite that you don't like? Is it the blackness? Is it the yeastiness?
The smell and the taste.
Oh,
it really covers the bases.
I guess that's valid.
Phil, have you ever tried it before?
No, but I bet it's great. I mean, I've read about it, and it sounds super good.
You would like it.
I'm sure.
Because I like it. I think it's pretty... I don't eat it a lot. I've tried it a few times, and I thought it was pretty good, but...
Greg, you like it?
Yeah, I love it. Can you get it there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you can't hear, because Canada has a lot of people from fucking everywhere, but... I mean, you can get a lot of sort of, like, British supplies here quite handily.
We'll just take it. We hear about something, we go get it.
Yeah, but no, I don't know. It might be kind of...
Well, you should try it, Phil.
I absolutely will. Do you guys have the upside-down jars yet?
The upside-down jars?
Yeah, because...
Everything's upside down there, dumbass.
Well, I know that the jar is not... perfectly round, is it? Isn't it like a little bit...
Well, if it was perfectly round, it'd be a bubble.
But doesn't it have like sloped sides or something? I remember seeing that like they have this like upside down Vegemite jar now that maybe it was Marmite.
Maybe it's... Well, it's the same.
No, it's not.
Isn't it?
No, well, it's similar, but Marmite is awful.
Oh. Really?
So it's the same.
Which would you rather have?
I don't think I've ever had Marmite.
Well, what's the difference?
What the hell are either of them, basically? I mean,
it's a yeast extract.
It's a yeasty bread.
It's like black, salty...
waste.
Crud. It's like poop.
Awesome.
It's like putting poop on your toast.
Well, getting back to the real... Okay, I want to make sure we stick to the issues, okay?
Okay.
What are the issues?
Well, I was thinking of making a cartoon and action figure line, okay? And their code name would be comprised of Military Oafs Using Super Tough-Ass Cars, Hell Yeah. Which spells mustache.
Is that the whole name?
Yeah. And then they could be like, my mustache. And then, you know, each dude in the team could have his own dedicated style of mustache that, like, symbolized his powers. And all I could come up with is, you know, the leader would be the handlebar mustache. But then I know,
like... And he rides a bike.
There'd be, like, the devious, like, you know, like the sidekick guy who wants to be number one. And maybe he'd be, like, the Van Dyke or something because he's got the little Van Dyke, which is, I guess, the facial hair.
Yeah.
And now I gotta come up with one for like full beard as like the bad guy team. But you guys are both bearded, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so they had the beard.
Is it required by law?
Do you Everyone have to? Has a beard here.
Even the chicks.
Is it to stay hot?
Yep.
Is it to stay cold? Is it to... Can you not help it?
It's to be awesome. Duh.
Yeah, that's what it is. Duh.
I just grew it accidentally and then... Last time I shaved it, I didn't like what I saw under it. I looked like some 12-year-old fat kid without a beard.
There's a tradition around these parts. Hockey players will, when it gets to like playoff time, they'll all grow beards and they won't shave their beards until their team loses. And like a lot of fans do it too. So do you guys have that with your sports? Does any other sport do that besides hockey?
I don't know sports.
Well, what other sport grows beards? I guess no one really does. Like,
I don't know sports either.
Beard racing.
I would like to see that.
Yeah, me too.
You guys should have a beard off.
Football should have beards.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got fat for fat baseball.
We definitely have beards.
Baseball players don't usually have beards, though, do they?
No.
Johnny Damon does, but...
And Yaz Yastrzemski.
He had a beard?
No, he had sideburns.
Yeah, well...
I only know baseball players that were referenced on The Simpsons.
How you know everything?
I only know anything from The Simpsons, but
you tricked
like...
me every time.
That's the still plenty of knowledge. I mean, you gotta think, that's like, you know, 600 hours of stuff that, like,
I guess
I remember.
So. Yeah, and the only hockey player you know is Gordie Howe because of that one hockey card that they fooled Edna Krabappel with.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
It was all right.
It was sad, though. I really actually felt bad for her in that episode.
Mm.
No.
Meh.
I'm tearing up.
Meh.
Well, we better cut this off.
Your beards, that is.
Yeah, we better cut off your beards, you guys.
Yep.
Do you have anything, you know, normally around this time, Brian will tell me something that's all right, and then like, I'll ask him for a final thought, and then he'll do another one.
Yeah.
But this time, well, I'll give one to you and one to you, and none to you, Brian.
Oh, man.
So sum it all up for us, starting with you, Edward J. Grug, I. Are you a sailor?
What do those I's stand for?
Yeah.
He's just singing the Aussie song.
Grug, grug, grug.
Oops, I did it wrong.
I don't have a final thought.
I didn't have a first thought.
Yeah.
Come on, dude. Come on.
All right. If you do make it to Australia, I recommend trying the pavlova. That's our best thing.
That name makes my mouth water.
Is that a food?
It's a dessert.
Okay,
yes,
good.
Yes, it's a dessert. It's like a meringue base. You know what a meringue is,
yeah.
Right? Yeah, cool.
It's like a Fender bass.
Yeah,
a meringue jazz bass.
A lot of cream and fresh fruit. It's excellent.
So it's like a... So wait.
Meringue, cream, and
meringue,
fruit.
Cream. Yeah, I like all those things.
Yeah, that sounds good.
I would eat that.
It's a winner.
Do you guys have a national dish? Do you have, like, a food that's, like, the thing that you have to eat?
Vegemite?
Besides that. All right.
No.
I don't think we do.
Because, like, when you come to Canada, you fucking eat baby seal on a stick.
What do you have when you come to America?
The stick that you use is actually the stick that you beat it to death with. And it just sort of, like, sticks on it, and then you eat it.
It's kind of like a marinade that way.
A little bit.
Well, you could eat kangaroo.
That's right, I've heard you can eat that.
Yeah, it's okay.
Do you have a lot of kangaroos or just a couple?
Lots of kangaroos.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Places just... Like,
do they run wild in the streets? Do any of them wear clothes? Boxing gloves in particular?
Do they look like giant mice, like the cartoons say?
Totally. They're not, like, all through the streets or anything, but you can see them at, like... Say if you go to a golf course at night, you'll see kangaroos there.
Are they considered second-class citizens like they are here?
Yes, totally.
All our kangaroos are on welfare and... Okay, well, Grug, you know, fine. We'll eat your pavlova and, you know, we'll spit on your kangaroos. How about you, Ive? Could you sum up your entire existence up to this point in, say, 2 minutes?
I'll try. this was great. Just want to say it's been great being here. Thanks for having me.
What do you think of our studio?
Oh, it's great.
We tried to make it feel, you know, homey for you.
Yeah. With the,
beard.
Clocker.
With all the beards on the walls.
You guys don't save your beards, do you?
they shed them like a snake.
Try to shave them off and keep them in one piece and then mount them to the wall.
Whoa, that would be awesome.
Yeah, it would.
Weave them together.
I've never grown a beard in my life.
Send you a beard.
Yeah, then I could have one.
Do you go through them that fast?
How long does it take you to grow a beard?
Not very long.
Not a long beard, just a short beard.
I can grow a beard in a week.
Man.
Dude.
That's awesome. I can go 2 weeks without remembering to shave, and even then, nothing happens.
Yeah, pretty much me too.
Yeah, I gotta shave every couple of days. That's why I grew a beard.
Phil, we should go hang out in Australia for a little while and see if we grow beards.
I think that's what it is. Maybe it's the Vegemite. Maybe it's...
Maybe the beard is Vegemite. It's just like slathered on the face.
That's why we all smell yeasty.
Yum.
Well, thanks for coming to our houses, you guys.
Yeah, and everyone
else. Thank you for having us.
You guys were like the inaugural, you know,
Guesties.
Yeah.
Guesticles.
Yeah.
Oh, well, when's the Skinner one?
I love it.
The Skinner one? I don't know. I guess he sleeps a lot.
You know, he should get on.
Oh, I know who I should get on.
Alexandra Chicot. She gets some French.
Oh, yeah, that'd
action.
Be good.
Yeah, I'd like to talk to that guy.
We will look into that.
I could speak French at him, and he'd be like, what the hell are you saying?
Yeah, we are going to have Skinner on, but the reason we had you guys on first is because you guys, like, got
it's
on
cause you
the
guys,
stick.
Oh, I was going to say because you guys don't require translation, so that's why he's not on right now.
Yeah. You added us before. See, we're like, yeah, we'll have people on, but we didn't actually add Skinner into our Skype stuff.
Yet.
Yeah, but you added us, so then we're like, well, I guess they're first.
Yeah, that's how it's done.
So, Skinner, if you're still out there, translating away.
Yeah, what the hell?
Transcribe this podcast. Oh, by the way, this is Spy vs. Spy podcast.
Good morning, Internet.
Number 11. And, but yeah, thanks, you guys. It's been really nice. You really made us
Thank
feel
you.
Welcome.
What?
Thanks for having us on your show.
Yeah. And
it was our pleasure.
And we'll play you to the door. So, bye.
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 Everybody.
Bye.
Are they gone yet?
Yeah.
Can you believe that they said that thing?
I know. Like, all the time. Like, they didn't even notice that they were saying it. Awesome. Australia.
Don't say that.
Shut the fuck up.
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 Shut the fuck up.